adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. While Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Anthony Lowry are dining in the exclusive Embassy Club, Kitty St. John enters with the notorious Peter Stone. She had previously made the dinner engagement with Peter Stone in order to have her revenge on Jungle Jim. During the dinner dance, Kitty and Peter Stone step out onto the terrace. Stone mistakes Kitty's romantic gushing and sighing for infatuation and proceeds to make violent love to Kitty, who resents it and tries to free herself from the unwelcome embraces of the notorious Peter Stone. Just as Stone becomes exceedingly obnoxious and it looks as though Kitty has more than she bargained for, Jim steps in and rescues her. With a vicious right to the jaw, Jim knocks out Peter Stone and orders Kitty home. When Stone recovers from the knockout blow, he returns to his headquarters and immediately proceeds to plan a bitter revenge on Jungle Jim. To aid him in his dastardly plot, he calls in a drug-crazed character called Bunchy, and a fiendish plot enters Stone's mind to wipe out Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, Anthony Lowry, and Kitty St. John.
Now, sit down and listen closely, Punchy. This is to be a big job. I don't want any mistakes. Do the job right, or... Well, Punchy, I don't think I have to tell you what'll happen to you.
I know, yeah, I know, boss, I know. Listen to reason. Things are different now. I'm straightening out. I'm off the stuff, and... Well, I'm still sticking with you, boss, but I...
But what? You've lost your nerve for big jobs, huh? Been listening to that stupid stumble-bump big time,
no,
huh?
No, boss. It ain't anything like that. No, it's just that... Well, there's other ways of doing a job. I never failed you yet, have I, boss? But listen to reason. Don't do it. We aren't ready to strike that hard yet,
Shut boss. Up and listen to me. Get this and get it straight. I'm the boss on this job, see?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll decide all the ways and means of how we'll work, and I'll be the sole judge of when we're ready to do things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now then, you'll either do as I say or else. That's final.
Okay, boss. I understand. Yeah, I understand, boss.
I'm glad you do. Now then, pour yourself a good stiff drink. It'll blaze you up. You need it.
Thanks, boss.
That's the idea. Good stiff drink. Here, help yourself to a smoke.
Yeah.
No, not those. That's not your brand.
Huh?
There. Those are the kind you really enjoy. Light up, take a good draw, drink, relax. I got the layout here, and I've been all over the ground. I'll explain it very carefully. You listen and get it right so there won't be any slip-up.
Yeah, okay, boss. Shoot whenever you're ready. I'm listening, boss.
Here. This is the complete plan of Lowry's house.
Lowry's
house? And the ground.
Yeah.
Get up closer and follow this. Now, first, we're going to approach the place through the bush up here above the beach.
Yeah?
Got lots of cover coming this way, and there are no guards. When we break out of the bush, we hit this stretch of lawn here that rolls away from this side of the house.
Yeah. Oh, but we can easily be spotted crossing that wide stretch of lawn if there's a bright moon.
I know, but we got to take a chance that there won't be much risk at 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to come in from this side because there's a long screened-in porch, and I can cut away the wire screen to get at the lock on the door.
Oh, sure. That can be done easily.
I can take care of that. But here's what's important. The underside of the porch and house on this side are open. See, right here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can crawl underneath fairly easy to plant the stuff.
Crawl underneath? Huh? Sure, I see it now, boss. Sure,
good.
Sure, boss.
First, pour yourself another drink. Here, I'll do it.
All right, thanks, boss. Thanks, this is good stuff, too, yeah.
All right, now listen closely to this. I've got a little job to do inside the house while you're laying out the stuff under the house, see? Might take me a little longer to do my job than it will yours. So when you get everything ready to go... Wait until you see me come out and get clear before you spring the works.
Wait until you come out, huh?
Right. Remember that, whatever you do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, boss, yeah. Don't worry about me. I'll watch everything.
Now, you got to do a good job. But once it starts, it's got to work fast. So be sure to spread the stuff thickly and get it under every part of the house possible. I want it to spread evenly, but quickly. You get me?
Yeah, sure. Sure I do. Now, you remember those nice jobs I did in Manila, the big warehouse? Remember the warehouse?
Yeah, I remember the warehouse.
Yeah, don't worry, boss. Leave it to me. I've been laying off for a while, but my hand hasn't lost any of its old fine touch. Yes, sir. I'll give you the prettiest setup you've ever seen, boss. Wait like it's
That's the idea, Pussy. That's how I like to hear you talk. And remember, it's got to be clean. No after effects or telltale clues they can follow.
With my science, there isn't a chance, boss. Be as clean as a hound's tooth. Yeah. You just leave it all to me, boss.
Well, Pussy. Hey, what's the matter with me? Here. Another cigarette, Pussy.
Oh, yeah.
They like that brand. Set you right up, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, finish every drink and have one on me.
Oh, thanks, boy.
Yeah. Light your cigarette, boy.
Ah, that's great, boy. Thanks. I feel ever so much better now, boss. I feel like my old self again, yeah. Just begun to itch to do one of my good jobs, boss. Tonight I'll give you a production that even you'll be proud of.
That's swell, Punchy.
Yeah.
And we'll be ready to shove off in an hour. But I'll go over the plan again to be sure it's all set. This has got to be a job that would make even old Nero envious.
Totally unaware of the impending disaster, Jungle Jim, Lil, and Tony Lowry are enjoying a little chat in Lowry's study.
Tell me, you two, what happened that Kitty hasn't joined the family circle? Huh? You haven't been giving her any more spankings, have you, Jim?
No, sirree, Johnny. Kitty has learned a lesson the hard way. She's behaving just as she should, humble and contrite.
I'm not worried about Kitty's behavior. What I'd like to know is what form of devilment Mr. Peter Stone is going to use on us, even up the score for being knocked out by Jim.
He'll be working overtime on some dastardly scheme, you can bet on that. But I don't think he'll try anything himself. No, he'll probably wait until Jim gets careless and lets his guard down. Then when Jim's roaming around alone sometime, some of Stone's gorillas will waylay Jim and give him a real going over.
He'll have to wait a long time for that to happen, Tony. When I make an enemy of a man of Stone's caliber, boy, I'm on my guard all the time. I don't go roaming off alone anywhere where any of his playmates will have a chance to work on
me. Good man.
Oh, I wouldn't be too confident, Jim. A high-powered rifle and a good marksman have been known to be pretty fatal.
No, I don't think Stone will try any long-distance sniping. No, he's too smart for that. He knows shooting at its best is a messy and risky business, especially with a ballistic expert like Major Gregory of the Harbor Police, who could soon run down a crime like that.
Well, although Stone is a dangerous customer, I don't think I'm in any immediate danger. Oh, I don't doubt he'd like to rub me out or mess me up if the opportunity presented itself. But I'm not going to give him that cherished opportunity.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was afraid that the last few days of inaction and quiet might end with your heading off on another of those lone scouting expeditions of yours.
Remember, this island isn't exactly a healthy spot for you, since you got on the wrong side of Peter Stone.
Well, thank you both for your kind interest in my welfare, but if you don't mind, I'll leave you two here to discuss it between yourselves. I have a date with old man Morpheus in that elegant bed upstairs, so I'll wish you both good night.
That's the way you feel about it. I might try to add to my well-worn beauty by getting a little sleep, too.
Oh, Lil, if you don't mind my suggesting it, would you be kind enough to stop off in Kitty's room and see if she's still awake? If she is, have a little heart-to-heart talk with her, huh? Mm-hmm. Try to make her understand that all is forgiven and that we miss her in the family section. See if she won't join us at breakfast.
A darn good suggestion, Johnny. How about it, Lil?
Certainly, why not? See what I can do. Well, I must warn you, I'm not very good at this sort of thing. I'm no Angelo Pastry, the answer man on how to win over the family problem, child. God, my pet.
That's fine, then. Good night, then.
Good night.
Good night, Jim. Good night.
Good night. Who's there? Who's there?
It's me.
Answer.
Peter Stone.
Oh.
No Romeo and Juliet scene either. I'm not making any social call. So listen, get this straight. If you let as much as a peep out of you, I'll put a bullet through your pretty but otherwise empty head. I'll try to remember that.
What do you mean by coming here? What do you want?
I want you to get up at once. Get behind that screen and get yourself dressed quickly and quietly. If you let us scream or try any funny business, I'll let you have a souvenir from this 38. Now get up. Dress in a hurry. You're coming with me.
You beast.
Never mind calling names, baby. Get behind that screen and dress quickly or else I'll let you have it, and I'm not fooling.
Very well. But you'll never get away with this kidnapping.
Quit stalling and start moving. Now then, I'm not going to take any chances on you yelling out once we leave the house. Put this nice little gag around your mouth.
both your hands behind your back. Come on, come on. That's it.
I know them.
Okay. Now I'll carry you out. Safely. Okay, okay. All set now. Ready?
Sure. Give me plenty of time, sure. Hey, I'll do a bigger job than Mrs. O'Leary's car.
Okay, get moving and come on. I want to get clear of this place.
Huh? Okay, boss. Here she goes.
Drug-crazed pyromaniac Punchy, he has turned Tony Lowry's house into a flaming inferno. The sleeping occupants awake to find themselves cut off from the only avenue of escape. The one stairway is a mass of flame. While above, in the attic, Jungle Jim goes to find Kolo. Can they escape the rising curtain of flame? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little Kings, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.